This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Terrorist attacks in London increased concerns about protecting mass transit systems in the United States. With unabated terrorist threats around the world, we wanted to gauge what is being done differently now in terms of counterterrorism measures in mass transit here. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Francis Townsend is President Bush's top aide for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. In a White House basement office featuring pictures of the World Trade Center, Townsend, a native New Yorker, describes her role in dealing with terrorist threats, both catastrophic attacks that can kill thousands and bus bombs that can kill a few people.
What we have a responsibility to do here in the White House and across the government is to try and ensure that we've closed the gaps that we can and that we strengthen our capability as best we can.
What's going on here in the United States to protect subways, bus terminals, where the level of protection has been noticeably less than at airports?
Well, it's a different environment, the subways and the buses. We don't control the environment to the extent we do for airlines. So our approach to security there has to be different. Second, I would say these aren't interstate like an airplane is transportation modes. These are fundamentally local responsibilities. So what we can do is share with them what we believe are the best security practices in this environment and then work with them in terms of grant funding to ensure that those measures are being taken.
After the London attacks, congressional leaders call for more spending to protect mass transit systems from terrorists. State and local officials argue they are not getting enough federal money to protect bus and train lines. Richard Clark was White House anti-terrorism chief at the time of 9/11.
You can increase security at facilities and thereby deter attacks at those facilities. Unfortunately, the administration has not given adequate funding to mass transit systems to do security upgrades.
At the White House, Francis Townsend says it's hard to say what those upgrades should be.
We make a mistake if we think it's any one answer. Yes, it's an increased police presence. Yes, it's bomb-detecting dogs. But most importantly, I think, is the mobilization of the people. It's mobilization of commuters to watch for suspicious or abandoned packages or suspicious behavior, and having them also take ownership and responsibility for the security of their environment.
Richard Clark agrees that it's best to tell the public as much as possible.
I think there's very little information that we need to withhold from the public because the terrorists know far more than the public does. So that when we withhold information, 9 times out of 10, we're not withholding it from the terrorists, we're withholding it from the American people.
Retired four-star General Wayne Downing also served President Bush as a top aide for combating terrorism. With a recent poll showing that 69% of Americans already favor having everyone on trains and buses go through metal detectors, General Downing is concerned that giving the public too much information could spark panic.
You want to tell the public enough so they know what the threat is, but on the other hand, you don't want to alarm them. So you've got to be very, very careful about, you know, what you tell the public. I think there's a lot of things going on under the surface that indicate increased preparedness, and I think a lot of this is being done in such a way that it does not alarm our citizens, because you don't want alarmed citizens, but you do want to take the necessary steps.
But what exactly is the public to look for? Juliet Kayyem is a lecturer at the Kennedy School of Government and a member of the pre-9/11 National Commission on Terrorism.
London happens. Michael Chertoff, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, says, okay, now we're going to increase the threat level for subways and trains and mass transit systems. That makes sense, but it's responsive to the previous attack. It's very hard for them to be public about what potential future attacks may occur, one, because they may not know, and two, because what are you going to do about it? I mean, the communication about any of America's vulnerability is always between, you know, the sky is falling and everything is fine, and there's not – the gray area is very difficult to converse in.
Asking travelers to be alert might also lead to racial profiling. Frances Townsend says the White House remains opposed to racial profiling. She points to an alternative – New York Mayor Bloomberg's decision to screen 1 in 5 subway passengers instead of targeting specific groups.
Frankly, I think Mayor Bloomberg was looking for a creative way to do that without offending our sense of civil liberties and privacy.
But the New York Civil Liberties Union recently filed suit challenging random searches as an invasion of privacy that could lead to racial profiling. So every new effort to improve security, in this case mass transit, raises new problems. A reminder that even a congressional mandate and new funding are only a beginning when it comes to making commuters safe. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.